LA activists organized the November event to raise money for the first annual anarchist book fair, which was to feature radical speakers and artists. But when organizers of the newly opened space were about to let people in, police kicked the door open and grabbed two members of Cop Watch LA, a law enforcement watchdog group. One of them was Joaquin Cienfuegos.
And they put me against the wall. They almost smashed my face into like the bars. I had to hold my head back so that wouldn't happen.
Cienfuegos, as well as seven others with the Black Riders Liberation Party and Food Not Bombs, were detained at the event.
So there was about 10 cop cars and about 30 cops there. There were sergeants, there were high-ranking police officers there as well. They also had a police helicopter circling the warehouse.
Colleen Flynn, who was with the National Lawyers Guild, says the raid focused on local activists.
Just due to the amount of police presence, the fact that the event hadn't even gotten started, that there weren't any noise issues, that there weren't any issues of people being a problem out front, seems like they were intentionally targeting the organizers of the event.
According to Indy Media, police justified the arrest, stating that they were looking for a suspect who stole beer from a nearby liquor store. The LAPD declined to comment on the story. But Flynn says regardless of this accusation, police entry into the building was not legal.
The only justification that the police would have been able to have that would have legally entitled them to go into the space and would be either that they had a warrant, which they did not, that they had consent to enter the building, which they did not have consent from anyone inside, or that they had some sort of exigent circumstance. And here, I think they try to say that they were looking for somebody who had stolen beer somewhere nearby, and that would not be a justification.
Black writer Nadia Shakur may face up to 3 years in prison if the courts rule that she violated her probation from a prior illegal weapons charge. In September, police charged that the Black Riders, a political group modeled after the Black Panther Party, for seeking weapons for the purpose of shooting up police stations throughout the city. According to D'Angelo Jones, a KPFK board operator and member of the anarchist group Revolutionary Autonomous Communities, police pulled over other activists on the same day of the East LA raid who were at the Los Angeles International Airport after picking up a friend. And just last week, Jones claims police entered one home of a Black Rider member on the pretense that they were looking for nunchucks, a martial arts weapon.
So that has been really the relationship, one of repression, anytime we try to actively build something in our communities, any type of movement.
Cienfuegos, who also faces an illegal weapons charge, says Cop Watch members are being targeted for successfully exposing incidents of police misconduct to the public. That included corruption within the Maywood Police Department last year, as well as the police beating of Hollywood resident William Cardenas in 2006.
Because there was so much light that was shined on his case, he was released from jail. He was facing felony charges.
Food Not Bombs member Ulises Ramirez feels that LA organizers are being targeted not only for what they do, but for what they stand for.
We are actually contributing to society in a non-capitalist way that involves autonomy and community building.
Black Rider members Nadia Shakur and Kambui Sandiki are released on bail pending their court case on December 8th. Next week, lawyers are expected to subpoena documents on the surveillance of the organizers from Revolutionary Autonomous Communities, Food Not Bombs, and the Black Riders Liberation Party. For FSRN, I'm Leilani Albano in Los Angeles.